The leader of Lebanon's resistance movement, Hezbollah, says Israel has launched a war over the country's energy resources. Speaking at a rally to commemorate the assassination anniversary of top Hezbollah leaders, Said Hassan Nasrallah said Tel Aviv has the backing of U.S. President Donald Trump in its fight to grab Lebanon's maritime borders and offshore energy resources.
Israeli media has reported that there are huge oil and gas reserves in the Golan Heights, and Netanyahu wants to annex the Golan. As for the U.S. occupation of eastern Syria, the Americans had said they would leave the area once Daesh is defeated, but they're currently protecting the few Daesh groups left. The Americans did not withdraw from eastern Syria because the most important oil and gas fields are present there. There is a battle for natural resources, and the Americans are managing it.
Hezbollah's leader called on Lebanese officials to remain united and foil the plots of the U.S. and Israel.
We as a country, Lebanon, if we are united, we are strong, and we must negotiate from the point of strength. If Israel threatens, you can threaten it. And if the American tells you accept our conditions and we will keep Israel from attacking you, you should tell them you accept our conditions so we can keep the resistance away from Israel. We have the strength and our enemy knows this. Lebanon's main strength now is the resistance.
Lebanese politicians believe that through resistance, Lebanon becomes much stronger in the face of Israeli threats.
The Lebanese official stance was unwavering in the face of the latest Israeli threats, and of course the stance of the resistance gives more strength to this position. As a Lebanese group, Hezbollah will always be one of the pillars of Lebanon's defense line.
Hezbollah's slain leaders, all assassinated by Israel, represent the various stages of the resistance movement, from spiritual upbringing to military and political maturity, and as many here believe, the leaders' will to maintain the strength of the grassroots movement seems to have paid off, with Hezbollah being the main deterrence in the face of the once invincible Israeli army. Mariam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.